Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Coming up on this technology-themed show, Carl puts on his fedora, gets his bullwhip, and digs into the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some questions for you, and all of your questions right now are about strange but brilliant inventions. Mo, sometimes a patent is richly deserved when an inventor breaks new ground and improves the lives of millions. Other times, well, listen to this excerpt from a patent application in 1999.
An apparatus for use as a toy by an animal, for example, a dog, to either fetch, carry, or chew that resembles a branch in appearance.
What was this so-called inventor trying to patent in 1999?
It's for a dog.
It's for a dog.
And it resembles a branch, mm-hmm. but it's actually used for fetching?
So it's a sort of thing that looks like a small branch that a dog might fetch.
Like a bone, like a
bone.
Fake bone. Is the dog fetching this thing, or is the dog using this to fetch?
That Mo, or is that your iPhone app that sounds like Mo? Because it's very good.
Only wish that the audience at home could see Peter's face.
I don't understand.
Looks like a branch, and you might throw it for a dog.
You might. As they go fetch.
It's made of wood.
Oh, it's a branch.
Yes.
It's a stick.
It's a stick.
Yes.
So,
okay.
You filed.
Somebody, because it's so silly that you wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah.
You might think that in your youth you used a similar device when you played with your dog, but you couldn't have because Ross Eugene Long III didn't invent the stick as a dog toy until 1999. You might be surprised that nobody thought of that sooner, but you may be more surprised to learn that the patent was granted by the U.S. Patent Office in 2002, at which time Long, on a roll, also applied for a trademark on the phrase, "Go get it, boy." His next big idea, a granular mineral substance used to cover the ground, he calls it dirt.
Oh, so it actually wasn't a stick.
Well, it's a stick but what's interesting is it's a stick. It's like a toy that looks like a stick, but it's made of wood.
Right.
So it's a wooden-shaped thing that looks like a stick.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez, that's really trippy.
It is.
So often you look at a thing and it says patent pending, and yet... Yeah. The stick patent
was granted. Yes.
Yeah. They're not even waiting on that baby. They got right to that.
Yeah. Next time you throw the stick, you owe the guy $20. Tom, Louis XI, King of France, was also an innovative musician, as shown by his greatest invention. What?
The Moog. No. The Louis XI. You don't hear a lot about the 11th.
No, you don't. And it's a shame.
The 11th Louis.
Because this guy, for this.
Not Louis. That's
No.
I mean, it goes back a ways.
Yeah.
I don't know when the 11th was. Probably before the 16th, right?
I would say, let me check. He was exactly five Louis before Louis the 16th.
So,
you skip Louis the 13th.
So, an instrument.
It was an instrument. It was an instrument... that used a really novel technology.
A wind-powered organ. Louis the 11th. A kazoo?
No.
Thanks, Mo. Set me up for the kazoo.
I wanted it to be the answer.
No, it's not. Can I have is there any more of a hint you can give me without just giving me the answer, please?
I'll try to replicate its effect. Oink, 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 oink.
A pig?
Oink, a pig organ.
A pig organ.
A pig organ. Pigs squeal, of course. But different pigs, as I'm sure you all know, squeal in different notes. So the king had arranged an array of carefully selected swine. They were placed in stalls. And a mechanism connected to a keyboard, so the pressing of a key caused the correct pig to be poked. A poke in a pig. And thus sound its note. He used it to perform Mozart's lesser-known masterpiece, Eine kleine Schweinmusik.
Yeah.